USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The market volatility surrounding GameStop that began with wild swings in the price of GameStop stock last month opened a new chapter Thursday. A House Financial Services Committee hearing with questions of players involved in major aspects of the story. YouTube investment podcaster Keith Gill, also known as Roaring Kitty.
I am not an institutional investor, nor am I a hedge fund. I'm just an individual whose investment in GameStop and posts on social media were based upon my own research and analysis.
Robinhood CEO Vlad Tevin.
Look, I'm sorry for what happened. I apologize. And Robinhood as an organization will learn from this and improve to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Keith Gill faces a proposed class action lawsuit alleging that he misrepresented himself as an amateur investor and manipulated the market for personal profit. Thanks for listening. And TGIF, we are USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
New York State Assemblyman Ron Kim's assertion this week that Governor Andrew Cuomo threatened to destroy him in a spat over the state's nursing home crisis. The two Democrats have engaged in a public war of words over a phone call last week. Mr. Kim is seeking to revoke Governor Cuomo's power.
It's a move to revoking some of those emergency powers would be a move back towards normalcy in a time when proper checks and balances exist in government.
There is no recall system for voters in New York State to remove an elected official. Governor Cuomo's aide, Melissa DeRosa, admitted to a cover-up at Cuomo's office on COVID-19 deaths at nursing homes. The Biden administration said Thursday that it was ready to hold talks with other world powers and Iran to discuss Tehran's nuclear program, marking a first step in a possible diplomatic deal in which Washington could re-enter the 2015 Iranian nuclear agreement. The senior State Department official suggested that it was up to the Iranians whether they would accept the EU invitation. There was no immediate response from Iranian leaders. We are USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Let's get an update on the GameStop stock surge. USA Radio News' Wendy King reports.
Congress is probing the stock surge that prompted many trading platforms to halt some sales. The CEO of Robinhood, which is an investment app, apologized to users who were unable to trade some stocks as GameStop and other companies' stock prices surged last month.
Despite the unprecedented market conditions in January, at the end of the day, what happened is unacceptable to us.
Vlad Tenev says regulatory deposit requirements forced the app to freeze trade on GameStop and other stocks. But he told the House Financial Services Committee the move was not to benefit hedge funds. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
GameStop was swept up in a battle between big-moneyed hedge funds betting against it and small investors trying to prop it up. That has caused GameStop's share prices to soar despite the business model. GameStop reached a high of $347 on January 27th. Jim Brandenstine, the 13th administrator of NASA, describes Thursday's rover landing on Mars.
It's amazing, and I want to start by congratulating the NASA workforce and our contractors, the Jet Propulsion Lab, Caltech, all of the partners that helped put this together. What an amazing day for NASA and for the United States. Your level of excitement, Neil, is palpable, and I hope all of America feels that same way.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.